This is VFR Kature and you're listening to WGXC Accra 98.7 FM.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400, or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carrie and Donald Gardner of Athens, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio and their
tentative description of a dinner given to promote the impeachment of President Eisenhower.
Tentative description of a dinner given to promote the impeachment of President Eisenhower. After it became obvious that the strange rain would never stop, and after it became obvious that the president was doing everything in his power, and after it became obvious that the president's general staff was still in contact with the president deep in the heart of Georgia, while deep in the heart of South America, the president's left-hand man was proving all the world loves an American. And after it became obvious that the strange rain would never stop, and that old soldiers never drown, and that roses in the rain had forgotten the word for bloom, and that perverted pollen blown on sunless seas was eaten by irradiated fish who spawned up cloud leaf streams and fell onto our dinner plates. And after it became obvious that the president was doing everything in his power to make the world safe for nationalism, his brilliant military mind never having realized that nationalism itself was the idiotic superstition which would blow up the world. And after it became obvious that the president nevertheless still carried, no matter where he went in the strange rain, the little telegraph key which, like a can opener, could be used instantly to open but not to close the hot box of final war, if not to waylay any stray asinine action by any stray asinine second lieutenant pressing any strange button anywhere far away over an Arctic Ocean, thus illuminating the world once and for all. God bless America. And after it became obvious that the law of gravity was still in effect and that what blows up must come down on everyone, including white citizens, and after it became obvious that the voice of America was still the deaf ear of America, and that the president was unable to hear the underprivileged natives of the world shouting, "No contamination without representation," in the strange rain from which there was no escape except peace. And after it became obvious that the word truth had only a comic significance to the Atomic Energy Commission, while the president danced madly to Mad Admiral Strauss waltzes wearing special atomic earplugs, which prevented him from hearing Albert Schweitzer and 9,235 other scientists telling him about spastic generations and blind, boneless babies in the rain, from which there was no escape except peace. And after it became obvious that the president was doing everything in his power to get through the next 4 years without eating any of the crates of irradiated vegetables well-wishers had sent him from all over, and which were filling the corridors and antechambers and bedchambers and chamber pots in the not-so-White House, not to mention all the other various golf houses scattered throughout the land of prosperity. And after it became obvious that the great soldier had become the great conciliator, who had become the great compromiser, who had become the great fence-sitter, who actually had heard of the Supreme Court's decision to desegregate the land of the free, and had not only heard of it, but had actually read it. And after it became obvious that the president had gone to Gettysburg 47 years ago, and had given his Gettysburg address to the postman, and so dedicated himself to the unfinished task. Then it was that the natives of the Republic began assembling in the driving rain from which there was no escape except peace. And then it was that no invitations had to be sent out for the great testimonial dinner except to politicians whose respected names would lend weight to the project, but who did not come anyway, suspecting the whole thing was a plot to save the world from the clean bomb from which there was no escape except peace. And women who still needed despair to look truly tragic came looking very beautiful and very tragic indeed, since there was despair to spare. And some men also despaired and sat down in Bohemia and were too busy to come. But other men came whose only political action during the past 20 years had been to flush a protesting toilet and run. And babies came in their carriages carrying irradiated dolls and holding onto crazy strings of illuminated weather balloons filled with Nagasaki air. And those who had not left their TV sets long enough to notice the weather in 7 years now came swimming through the rain, holding their testimonials. And those came who had never marched in sports car protest parades, and those came who had never been arrested for sailing a protesting golden rule in unpacific oceans. And Noah came in his own ark, looking surprisingly like an outraged Jesus Christ, and cruised about, flying his pinion and picking up two of each beast that wanted to be preserved in the rain, which was raining real cats and dogs, and from which there was no escape except peace. And peddlers came in lead jockstraps, selling hot dogs and rubber American flags, and waving petitions proclaiming it un-American to play golf on the same holy days that clean bombs were set off on time. And finally, after everyone who was anyone, and after everyone who was no one had arrived, and after every soul was seated and waiting for the symbolic mushroom soup to be served, the president himself came in, took one look around, and said, "We resign."
The road to the western lands is by definition the most dangerous road in the world, for it is a journey beyond death, beyond the basic God standard of fear and danger. It is the most heavily guarded road in the world, for it gives access to the gift that supersedes all other gifts, immortality. The road to the western lands is devious, unpredictable. Today's easy passage may be tomorrow's death trap. The obvious road is almost always a fool's road. And beware the middle roads, the roads of moderation, common sense, and careful planning. However, there is a time for planning, moderation, and common sense.
You reckon hell to lead me out? But me you fly, I am the winds.
A dangerous road, every pitfall, every error, every snare to which every man has been liable since the beginning, you are sure to meet on the road to the western land. To reach the western lands is to achieve freedom from fear. Do you free yourself from fear by cowering in your physical body for eternity? Your body is a boat to lay aside when you reach the far shore, or sell it if you can find a fool. It's full of holes. It's full of holes. I want to reach the western lands, right in front of you across the bubbling brook. It's a frozen sewer. It's known as the Doohan, remember? All the filth and horror, fear, hate, disease, and death of human history flows between you and the western land.
It gives access to the gift that supersedes all other gifts.
How long does it take a man to learn that he does not, cannot want what he wants? You have to be in hell to see heaven. Glimpses from the land of the dead. Flashes of serene, timeless joy. A joy as old as suffering and despair.
Reach the western lands is to achieve freedom.
Beware the middle roads.
You free yourself from fear by cowering in your physical body for eternity.
However,
your body is a boat. Lay aside your precious possessions. Or sell it if you can find a fool. It's full of holes.
A dangerous road, every pitfall, every error.
I want to reach the western land.
Every man has been alive since the beginning. You are sure to meet
the Doohan, remember? All the filth and horror, fear, hate, and death of human history flows between you.
To reach the western lands is to achieve freedom from fear. You free yourself from fear by cowering in your physical body for eternity.
How long does it take a man?
Your body is a boat.
Does
to lay aside
cannot want
far shore.
What water
silly you
have to be in hell.
It's full of holes.
Glimpses
full of holes.
From the land of the dead. Flashes of serene, timeless joy. A joy of old.
I want to reach the western land. Right in front of you across the bubbling brook. It's a frozen sewer. It's known as the Doohan, remember? All the filth and horror, fear, hate, disease, and death of human history. What do you mean?
on fire, and there's no driver at the wheel. And the sewers are all muddied with 1,000 lonely suicides. And a dark wind blows. The government is corrupt. And we're on so many drugs with the radio on and the curtains drawn. We're trapped in the belly of this horrible machine. And the machine is bleeding to death. The sun has fallen down. And the billboards are all leering. And the flags are all dead at the top of their poles. It went like this. The buildings toppled in on themselves. Mothers clutching babies picked through the rubble and pulled out their hair. The skyline was beautiful on fire. All twisted metal stretching upwards. Everything washed in a thin orange haze. I said, "Kiss me, you're beautiful. These are truly the last days." You grabbed my hand, and we fell into it like a daydream or a fever. one morning and fell a little further down. For sure it's the valley of death. I open up my wallet and it's full.
Reading poetry from Central America. After talking with my brother, suddenly remembering how they kill. Couldn't really say it straight before. They told me you were dead. I died. They told me your mother was dead. I died again. They told me the kids were dead. I died with each name. Fire. The government said accident. They lied. Duck Valley, my El Salvador. Our last kiss was our last goodbye. They came for you in winter's night. Winter's wind wailed in mourning. Government people searched for days. Scene of crime, digging through ashes, looking for body parts and disturbing evidence. We buried you all in a large grave while a blizzard covered us in a blanket of snow. How it stormed. Terrible pain in land of the free. Someone's should have noticed fewer women laughing. Someone's should have noticed fewer children growing up. But this isn't El Salvador. Warm, strong-willed woman, I still have memories you gave me. Maybe if we recognized peasant eyes, maybe if we recognized plantation lies, Archbishop Romero would have nothing on you. Trying not to cry, how will I ever stop? Ever see a wounded lion try hiding pain? Watch out, it doesn't work. But this isn't El Salvador. At times, I feel every embrace we share. At times, every tender moment still lives. Met a Sandinista who touched my cheek, kind of like you used to, said to me, you are one of us, but this isn't El Salvador. Gentle woman, natural mother, natural world. Some people won't comprehend what happens. Who wants realities cluttered by acts of war? Have to keep a lot inside at times. Not offending people with words they don't want to see pictures of. But this isn't El Salvador. Some people told me I'm strong to survive. I'm not strong, I'm not weak. No morality, no right, no wrong. One tear at a time I fall, I rise. But this isn't El Salvador. You loved your people in the face of the American dream. Fry bread and tortillas, some wars are the same. Who thinks Wounded Knee and Sand Creek happen only in history books? Is this not history? We live and die. But this isn't El Salvador. The first look you gave me, your eyes spoke, your spirit, your heart. My heart, our heart, there was no other way. Someone's say, we're with you, brother. We understand what's been done. Someone say, but this isn't El Salvador. This is America. Yes, I know. Almost 2,000 seasons. We fall, we rise, we fall, we rise.
Dwell there. the cloth. Yes, it is.
That's what it told him. That appeared unto thee with thy affliction. From the parents of Israel. Thy brother. And then Jacob said,
what he said, what he said,
unto his household. Yes, he did.
Yes.
And to all that was with him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Put away from thy spirit. And be clean.
Yes,
it is. And can and your God. And let us arise.
Yeah.
And go up to Bethel. And I will make there an altar unto God. That's what it says.
Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah.
That was Don King. Revelry. Before that, we heard the Art Ensemble of Chicago. A piece called Old Time Religion from their album Message to Our Folks. And before that, we heard First Nations activist and one of my own personal pirate radio heroes, John Trudell, from the album Tribal Voices. We heard This Isn't El Salvador. Before that, track number one from Godspeed You Black Emperor's debut album, F-Sharp, A-Sharp, Infinity. We heard William S. Burroughs collaborating with Material on the Road to the Western Lands, and started the whole show off with a tentative description of a dinner given to promote the impeachment of President Eisenhower by the late Lawrence Ferlinghetti. Up next here on Disco 3000, music from Brian Eno, from Day of Radiance, which is volume 2 of the ambient recording series, This Is the Dance, number 2.